We should remember that he died so that we may live. By his death, we're cleansed of our sins. He paid the debt that I never could. He took the punishment that rightfully belonged to me. We got to remember that at this time. The other facet I want to look at this morning is a proclamation. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" By eating this meal publicly, we proclaim to the world that Christ died for us, died for our sins, paid the debt that we couldn't pay, took the punishment that was meant for us. That's what we proclaim to the world when we partake of this meal. So as we remember, as we partake this morning, remember that Christ gave his life for you, and let's proclaim his death to the world until he returns again. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now, Father, remembering what your Son did for us, remembering that at that time, it really was about us. He gave his life, remembering that he took the debt on him that we couldn't pay. He took the punishment that should have been ours for our sinful lives. Help us to remember that this morning, Father. And help us to proclaim, not only now during this meal, but throughout our lives, the importance of Christ in our life. Let's proclaim that death that he gave for us. Let's proclaim that death until he does return as we look forward to that time. Thank you, Father, so very much for this memorial. Thank you for your Son. It's in his name that I pray.